During the open house, LeBlanc worked his way through the crowd.
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good.
Are you doing Brian?
How are you?
I'm
all right.
One of the people he runs into is Sandy Huster, who exchanges greetings and shares news of her recent retirement from Covenant as Director of Volunteer Services and Community Relations.
So I had the privilege of getting to know Brian when he first came to us and got involved with our Alzheimer's, Covenant Alzheimer's Care, and he became a volunteer.
She's actually the person that I interviewed with when I first came to Covenant.
And he got connected in a big way, and we are so thankful. So thankful.
LeBlanc is also thankful for Covenant. He's a member of the Covenant Alzheimer's Board of Directors, and he says the organization has given him a voice to advocate on their behalf and for those suffering with Alzheimer's and their caregivers. This occasion has sparked mixed emotions for LeBlanc. Looking around, he says Covenant's new inpatient hospice center is wonderful, but
I'm still trying not to think about where we are.
That's because he was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's 3 years ago now, and he's having dark thoughts about what the future may hold.
I guess if I didn't have Alzheimer's, then I probably wouldn't be thinking of what I'm thinking. That, you know, I'm going to walk around and look at the finished room down there and say, well, that could be my bed.
In addition to his own battle with Alzheimer's, LeBlanc has an extensive family history, so he's keenly aware of what the disease can do and the importance of making those final days as peaceful and pleasant as possible.
This is part of it. You know, my Alzheimer's, you know, my mother was not in a place like this. And I wish she could have been, because looking at this place, it's beautiful, and it could be home. Oh, it could feel like home, let's put it that way.
At the open house, the hospice center showed off the two rooms that had been completed, each reflecting a calming coastal decor, with home-style bedding, colorful throw pillows, and a soothing water blue on the walls.
I can look at that and say, wow, that looks like a very comfortable space. Looks very inviting. It just the first word that came to my mind was comfort and peace. And that's what you look for.
Although it was tough on this day, he says looking for some sort of peace and trying to make peace with his life with Alzheimer's is part of his everyday journey.
It's simple things that your mind just, it just stops, and you can't really do too much.
So
you sit in it. That's what I call it. You sit in it.
He says he's trying to follow the advice of author Mitch Albom in his Tuesdays with Maury.
10 minutes a day to mourn, and then the rest of the day just trying to be as positive as you can. Now, that's easier said than done.
What really helps is the boost he gets when he's busy out promoting Alzheimer's awareness. On his schedule just this week, crisis intervention team training for law enforcement officers in Dufuniac Springs and a presentation for the Pilot Club. Next month, he's headed to Washington, D.C. to attend the National Research Summit on Dementia Care, and he's slated for a dementia cruise in November. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.